WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Natalie Migliori. Topping our report this hour, despite Johnson & Johnson's single-dose COVID-19 vaccine pause, Governor Murphy says the state remains on pace to meet its coronavirus vaccine goals by the end of June.
This pause also has no effect on Monday's opening of vaccine eligibility to all New Jerseyans age 16 and over. We will keep pushing forward with the tools available to us.
The vaccine was paused yesterday based on recommendations by federal regulators after six women developed rare blood clots days after getting the shot. Meantime, federal advisors are taking more time to look into the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. They say more evidence is needed to decide if these rare cases of blood clots are linked to the shot, and if so, how big the potential risk really is. A criminal investigation could be launched into one of Governor Phil Murphy's challengers. Top election officials say Lisa McCormick's petition to enter the June primaries could hold more than 1,000 fake signatures. McCormick has said she'll ask voters to write her name in. Child care providers across New Jersey are getting a total of $10 million in financial relief. Governor Murphy says the pandemic has highlighted needs when it comes to the cost and availability of child care. Several New Jersey nursing homes are using a multiplayer gaming program by Restore Skills. The software offers a different way for patients to reach their physical therapy goals. Sherry Scheffler, director of the rehabilitation at Willow Springs Rehab and Healthcare Center in Brick, says the patients really look forward to using the interactive component with others.
Where you can make sure that the patient can sort their medication from their prescription to make sure that they're able to do that at an independent level. And then the patients kind of enjoy it because it's a little bit more interactive.
The program also helps with sequencing components and live play with loved ones at home. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area. Only at nj1015.com/coronavirus. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
On your radio, online, and on your smart speaker.
New Jersey 101.5 fast traffic.
On the Garden State Parkway, we have some debris in the roadway reported southbound south of exit 40 in Egg Harbor, and all lanes are intermittently closed while they clean that up. The northbound parkway is jamming from 143 up to 145, all because of construction. 18 north at Old Bridge Turnpike in East Brunswick, a right lane crash. Route 1 north, single file, just the left lane open, Alexander Road to Harrison Street in Princeton because of construction. The southbound truck lanes of the turnpike are closed, and 78 west looks busy just west of 287 in Bedminster. It looks like we have construction there. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, Holland Tunnel is scheduled closure at 11. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 10:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
No one knows Jersey roads like we do. With a 24/7 dedicated staff and hundreds of cameras, we'll keep you moving all day and all night long. Fast traffic every 15 minutes. Only on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, 101.5 instant weather. A considerable cloudiness tonight with some rain, especially late tonight, a low in the lower 50s. Cloudy tomorrow, much cooler than today. It'll become breezy with intermittent rain, a high in the mid and upper 50s. Chilly and breezy tomorrow night, a touch of rain, a drizzle on occasion, and a low in the lower 40s. Friday, cloudy, breezy and cool with a couple of the showers at high again in the mid and upper 50s. Back to dry weather on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
Okay, we have got 59 degrees in New Brunswick, 55 degrees Turnersville, 57 degrees Belle Meade, fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey